Robert, as you look at this, you're going to what you're going through right now. What's your level of anticipation? Because you've got a lot of great players, a lot of big-time personalities, and a lot of great expectations.
I think it's day one. I think it's a lot of work to be done before season. Got a lot of new faces in our room on the team. But same mindset, same goal, put in the work. It's a busy offseason. And right now, just get better each day and prepare for August and get ready for training camp. Be ready physically, mentally. Grasp the offense, grasp the defense. And kind of just like, we're saying, like, just know like the back of your hand. You know it. And each guy is be ready to step up. So I think just know this offense and know this defense. So when the game times do come, it's just second nature.
Robert, did you know Brandon Cooks prior to him coming to the Rams? And if not, or if so, or if not, have you had a chance to kind of talk with him?
Yeah, knew of him in high school, state track meet. We ran against each other. Oregon State competitor, him and Marcus Whedon. So me and Marquise Lee always, you know, watch the stats, watch them play. Great receiver, great talent to add to this team and this receiver room. And look forward to working with him.
Talk about a mental break. Do you take a mental break in the off season, or is that difficult for you to do?
I feel like you have to. You know, it's a long season. It's a long season. You put in the work. We made it to the playoffs. You know, had a tough loss at the end, but you think about it for a while, and then it's you know, reload time. You got to let it go, refresh your mind, come back ready to work. Fresh mind, fresh slate, fresh year. Everybody is, you know, 0-0. And right now it's just putting in the work, getting better, look at the film, and try to improve on that.
Hey, Robert, I assumed you spent the off season around in L.A. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You being from here, what was your sense of maybe kind of the excitement level from people in this city about what you guys are doing right now, and how was that different from maybe how it felt last year?
I feel like it's similar. I feel like we made some moves in the offseason, bringing in some players. And same this year. We brought in some more players on the defensive side, added Cooks on the offensive side. But I feel like it's always excitement. It's L.A. football. You know, we got a team here. And McVay, you know, his transition into NFL coach, the head coach. But I think it's a lot of excitement for this offense, for this team. Last year was a little taste of it. And I feel like it's just adding the players, adding the weapons, and just go a little bit further. You know, we have a great roster, and now it's just time to add on the field.
Hey, Robert, you talked about the changes, but the offense returns basically intact. Does that help you guys a lot in terms of the off season, just knowing the system, knowing each other, or does it make a big difference or no?
Yeah, I think so. Comfortability, adding, getting John Sullivan back. To our line, our offensive line is all the same. You know, Gurley's able to run behind the same offensive line. Adding Cooks as a weapon, still Tavon is in our room, a lot of speed. And our thing is just compete. You know, we love working and love competing. It's I know we're on the same team, but right now at this point, it's push and compete, get guys better, and just prepare to work. You know, come August, we become a team then. Right now, we're challenging, pushing, motivating, and getting guys to be better.
Just along those lines, as a group of receivers, you saw the changes that you guys have made at cornerback. Does that get the competitive juices going a little bit, knowing that you're going to face, you know, Akib and Marcus and some of these guys?
Yeah, I like the change. I like the additions of those two guys. Very physical corners, competitors. For us, we get to go against these guys every day at practice. So I think we're going to improve in our receiver room. Going against this type of talent, guys who go after the ball and really play throughout the whistle, play until the whistle's done. These guys are competitors, and what we need to see at practice just to prepare us for Sunday. I don't think we'll see a group or a tandem like these guys, and our safeties as well with LaMarcus back there. So I think our secondary is very loaded and a great secondary to practice against each and every day.
Look like on social media, you, Todd, Jared, and a couple other guys on the offense were getting together a little bit to throw and whatnot. How does that help you guys?
I love it. Like last week, seeing the guys all together, seeing everybody put in the work, and then you see it come when we're all together as a group. But for me, it looked like, you know, we didn't miss a beat. You see everybody running fast, catching the ball. Jared's on the money with the timing. And I think it gives us an advantage just to come in already knowing some of the plays and offensive plays. So when we do get to OTAs, you know, it's not like day one for us. We're already putting in the work, already have the rhythm down. So we're not starting back at, you know, ground zero.
Robert, were you surprised at all of how aggressive the front office was, not just bringing in names, but bringing in pretty big names? And, you know, what does that say about the team that they're adding this to and how excited you guys are about that?
Very excited. It's always good when you add talent to your team. It's just right now it's just like you see the guys' names, you see them, and it's competitive. You know, we see our team lined up against other teams, and now it's just to come together as a group, you know, play as one. And I feel like we look good on paper, but we got to look good on the field, you know. And right now is that time and that process for us to work and develop as a team.
All good? Cool.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.